Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I'm your co-host, Mark Homar.
And I'm Josh Starnes.
And we are the Hiring Higher Power that you deserve. So, guys, we are here today to talk about starting looking for a new career while you currently have a job. So we had an episode, Josh and I, we talked about if you are a manager, how to keep your employees happy. Go check out that episode. But we discussed in that episode, you know, the importance of keeping, you know, employees around and making sure you're treating them right so they stay around. But we do understand there is another side to every coin, right? And the other side of this particular coin is the fact that some of you may not be happy right now for whatever reason. There's a myriad of reasons as to why you may not be happy. But what Josh and I want to talk to you about today is the importance of while you are in a position of employment, it is best sometimes at this particular juncture to start looking for other opportunities and other careers. And the reason why we said we did distinguish, and Josh, I'll give you the platform in a second, we distinguish between career and job. For some of you, a lot of you who are unhappy, you're in a job where you feel like you're not being heard. There's no upward trajectory, no upward growth. So that becomes more like a job. What we want you to help and think about is making sure you start preparing yourself to find a career, one where you can feel like you can be a part of an organization or in a team where you can have upward mobility, upward trajectory, but you also feel like you're a part of something that's going to allow you to grow personally. All right, Josh, from what we're trying to talk about today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've all been in the position, you know, from when we first had our first jobs to the jobs that we currently have now.
That's right.
You know, it's not always going to be a perfect fit. It's just like relationships. You know, Mark's the king of relationship analogies, and not all relationships work, but not all job ventures work either. So, you know, things change. Companies get bought out. You don't like the new manager that's coming in and implementing new ideas. They just don't fit. It may be a family thing where it just doesn't fit within you anymore. I mean, there are so many reasons, but it doesn't really matter the reason. It's just making sure that you're taken care of. So what we'd like to talk to you about today is making sure you have a plan. You know, we talk about communication and processes and plans a lot in a lot of our podcasts. And we want to make sure that if you are one of those individuals that is feeling some type of way about your job, whether it's I'm feeling like, you know, things could go south, I could get laid off, I just don't like this anymore, I need to change. Whatever the reason is, we want to help you to have a game plan to make an easy transition.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Josh, because like Josh said, we have to be completely, you know, 100 on this platform. We realize, you know, you might have been in your company, your position for, you know, the past 5 or 6 years, you get a little comfortable, but now you're starting to see in this economy where there's a lot of layoffs, right? And you're seeing a lot of downsizing happening around you, and you're starting to get a little antsy, a little nervous, right? Maybe that's your position. Right now would be the time. The reason we're bringing this up is because Josh and I, we speak to candidates all the time who, you know, thought they had job security. They were watching the signs. They saw the signs, but they didn't make the proper move. And then next thing they know, they're cut or they're let go. And now they're, you know, running around like a chicken with their head cut off because they didn't prepare, like Josh said, or had a strategy in place, you know, for this particular situation. And so, because this is the thing, guys, this is real life. This is what we face, right? Yes, we want to make sure you're happy, especially as a business owner. We try to keep our employees happy. But at the end of the day, like Josh said, it might be things going on at home with the family. We don't know. But if you're smart, you will start to strategize and get game plan now while you currently have something, because you don't want to, you know, be caught by surprise. Because that caught by surprise, a lot of us don't have enough savings, you know, for a 6 month, you know, to a year period. A lot of us, you know, with economy and prices going up for, you know, groceries, gas, it's always a struggle. And you don't want to be in a position where your 2 months of savings is going to be dwindled, you know, because you got let go. So Josh, let's talk to them about a strategy right now that they can start implementing on how they can, you know, respectfully start to pursue another career while still being employed. Because I know a lot of times, you know, we got a lot of, you know, morally correct people out here, and we don't want it to be disrespectful, right? Because you wouldn't want anybody to do it to you if you had a business, right? But there's a way to do it where it's respectful, where you can get what you need. Like Josh said, take care of your livelihood the proper way. So let's give them a few points on what they can do, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's be real. This is a time to be honest with yourself. You know why it's happening. You know, if it's you, you know, if it's underperformance, you know, if it's just not the job for you, there's a thousand reasons we can go over. And at this very moment, it doesn't matter. What matters is how to build a game plan and how to make sure that you're good. We've also done episodes on how to make sure your resume is up to date, how to create a resume, how to interview. Those are all things you should really take a look at. If you've been at your job for any length of time, things have changed quite a bit. Right now, it's taken three times the amount of time to find something, and then you got to go through the process. So there's quite the process. So in my opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, I feel we should always make sure our resume is up to date. You should have all of your current employment on there. You should be looking at job boards. You should be on LinkedIn. You should be on Indeed. You should be on Monster. You should be looking at these different places that could potentially help you to find that next opportunity. But I'm not that the for me, what's always worked the best is your network. You need to start going through your phone book and people you've worked for in the past, people you know, your circle. Start asking them, hey, what do you do? Or are you guys hiring? Or how do you like your job? You'd be amazed at how many people are like, hey, yeah, we're hiring for this. And there is no easier way to get into a job than having somebody help you to get into the job. If you got an inside person, your chances are so much better than just submitting a resume to a page. So right now, I don't feel like, you know, you go to LinkedIn and you pull up jobs, and we do this every day, all day. You pull up jobs, you'll see 2,500 applicants to a position. Now, what's going to set you apart from 2,500 applicants? The mathematical percentage is not very good regardless. Right. But I can guarantee you out of those 2,500 people, at least a few, probably a dozen, know somebody within the company and they're already ahead of everybody else. So your network is going to be your best solution to start asking questions, start talking, start figuring it out. You know, get your resume out there in Indeed, get your resume on Monster, get your updated stuff, start making searches for things that you want to do and start the process. Because from what I'm seeing, if you're really on top of it, it's taking about 3 months to get things moving.
Yes.
It's taken 4, 5, 6 months to actually land a new career.
Yeah.
So with that said, what Mark had just said is there's not a lot of us out there that have savings built around 6 months of unemployment, especially if you're renting this day and age. My God, it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, I'm here in Phoenix and it is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. And I have family in Denver, and Denver, it's even worse. So you as men or women, family providers, you know, young people who are starting out in their career, it doesn't matter. We all have bills to pay and we all have responsibilities, and we need to make sure first and foremost that those are taken care of. So if you're finding yourself in a position where you're just not happy, you need to start planning and creating a process so that you're okay.
Right. I totally agree with you, Josh. And so if you heard him say, number one is your resume. Make sure, like he said, that is number one, especially if you've been in your position for quite some time. Over say, if you've been in your position for over 24, 36 months, it's time to redo your resume, hands down, easily. Because like he said, things have changed, things have shifted. The second thing you heard him say is, you know, tap into your network. That is important. Like you said, it's, you know, that old adage is what, Josh, you know, is who you know, not what you know, right?
Yeah.
And that is so true. Like you said, if you are on these search engines, especially using LinkedIn, like you said, there's thousands of people. It's very tough to stand out. And like you said, those who are already friends with, you know, the hiring manager or, you know, whoever it may be, they have an upper hand on you, their upper leg on you. So make sure you tap into your warm market. I'm going to add a third component because I'm very big in. We did an episode on this too. Third component, after you take care of those two things that Josh mentioned, is I say get into events. Get into local events, local chamber of commerce, local, especially nonprofit organizations, and, you know, where you can do charity work. You will be surprised at the number of people you can meet and network with, especially at a charity event, because you see like-minded individuals who want to help and give back to communities. And a lot of times, you know, people underestimate, maybe because I'm decently well to do, but, you know, on my free time, if I'm at a charity event and I see someone else is there, I kind of get a feel for how this person's character is. And I think I would love to talk to that individual about being a part of my organization, right? To work with my firm. So please don't downplay events. I know right now you're working, you have a 9 to 5 or an eight to six job, right? And you feel like you're tired when you come home, but you need to make sure you get out and you circulate your energies in different areas where there's good energy and people are there, like, you know, like myself, will be looking for quality employees, potentially, or people to work with and network with. So that's another way. If your current network is not strong enough, you feel, that's a way to build your network. Would you agree, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. just making sure you're reaching out to your people. But networking events can be good because they've got networking events around everything. They've got tech networking events. They've got hospitality networking events. They've got all this. Look at job, you know, we're hosting a job fair. Go to the job fair, you know, get yourself known, drop off some resumes. There are many events that you can go to that will help get you out there a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a plethora of events you can go to. We all know about SHRM, and you know, you can go to their conferences all over, and the big one they have in Vegas, and you know, in Chicago. Get out, you know, get out and talk and network. That's so important. So these are ways, three simple ways that you can start the process now while you're working your current job. If, and like Josh said, I like what you even start off before saying the first bullet point of the resume. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to have a coming to Jesus with yourself about, you know, where things are, right? A lot of times I think we want to sit there, you know, hoping, and you know, if we just continue doing our job, you know, things are going to work itself out, and I can, you know, I can fly underneath the radar. And unfortunately, guys, it's just not like that. At some point, things are going to shift and change, but you know, you want to think like an ant. You know, ant, you know, works during the wintertime for the summer. They work during the summertime for the wintertime, right? You want to make sure you're prepared for anything that may come your way. And that includes, in this particular point of this conversation, if your job might be under threat, whether it's due to your inability to do the work or whether it's due to something out of your control, you want to be prepared. And because there's no excuse, like Josh was saying, if you are the provider for your own self, and if you're working, you're providing for yourself, no matter what your age, no matter what, you know, sex you may be, your provider, right? But you have to make sure you're prepared for the peaks and valleys of life. And this is why Josh and I love our platform, because he and I have been through so much in our separate perspective fields, but now together, we understand that you have to be prepared. And I think a lot of times we don't have the conversations around preparedness the proper way. And this is why we're bringing this to you now. We're not saying go out here reckless if you're working a job right now and, you know, get another job so you can, you know, make more money just to make more money, because it's not about that. It's about making sure, yes, we're talking about, you know, having proper income, but do it the right way, because you don't want to, you know, just blatantly, you know, disrespect your bosses and, you know, who have been with you for, you know, a year, two, three, you know, you don't want to disrespect your fellow coworkers either. You know, you always got to think of it like this. I've run businesses all my life, and Josh, I'll give you the platform here in a second. But I always think about how I treat, me and Josh connected because we treat each other right and we treat people with respect. And if I don't do Josh right, or if he doesn't do me right, it's going to come back on me. You know, there is a such thing as karma, right?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure, even though we're saying prepare your, we're just saying preparation. We're not saying necessarily just, you know, recklessly, hey, I got a new job, I'm out tomorrow. You know, don't do that either, right? It's a proper way to do this.
I'd say only you know your situation. Only you know your current situation. So, you know, we're certainly not saying everybody should go hunt for a new job and always have a process. But the whole point of this podcast is to make sure you have a plan. You know, you should always have a plan in any part of your life. You know, things don't always work out how they're currently sitting. You know, things change. And in life, you have to have a plan. And I don't know, a lot of you are probably like me where, you know, your financial income, that's what starts everything. That pays for your lifestyle. That pays for the things you like to do. It pays for your kids to go do fun things. It pays for things, whether you have kids or not. If you don't have kids, maybe you're into cars. Cars are expensive. You're into clothes, you're into shoes, you're into watches. It doesn't matter. But you need to make sure you have a plan. You know, a lot of people out there, their job and their income is their livelihood. So you need to make sure that you just don't leave it to chance, that you have a game plan just in case. And, you know, and the only reason we're bringing this up is just in today's world, it's very different. It's not like it has been 10 years ago where you had job security. I personally don't feel like there's no such thing as job security anymore. You know, very few far in between positions, yes. But for the most part, companies, if a company has to choose to stay afloat and save money or keep you employed, what do you think they're going to do? So these are the really hard truths of this industry and this world right now. And we're all praying and hoping that it changes and goes back to a point where we can all go to work and not worry about it. But I think in this day and age, with the way that the economy is running, the way that everything is working, we really do need to have a plan.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And my last part of the game plan strategy, to point number four I want to make to you guys, is skill up, like get more skills and more certifications where you are right now. That will help you in the process too of getting, you know, a better career or even, you know, the upward trajectory you're looking for in your current position, by you pursuing, you know, further education within your field or maybe even outside your field. You might be able to bring something to your organization that they weren't even expecting themselves to seek or find within you. So skill up is very important as well. We can't just sit here, like he said, in a hope and a whim that, you know, things are going to change. You have to, if you want, I heard a great quote the other day, Josh, that was said I forget who it was, but it was basically saying, if you want things to stay the same, you have to change. You know, and I think that is so true. If you want things to stay on a path of quality income, quality career, quality growth, you have to continue to grow. But that means you have to change in order to grow, right? Yeah. If you're just doing the same, going off the same, you know, bachelor's degree or, you know, master's you have, you know, or you're, you know, a Sigma black belt and, you know, you think you're good, it doesn't, it you need more. You need more. You need to grow. And that will help you in that pursuit, that will help you find a career or even find more peace within your process of how you'll go about if you happen to get what we're trying to avoid, laid off, right, or let go, right? You'll find more peace in your process of you being able to pursue and acquire a new position. So that would be my fourth thing. What do you think, Josh, about that being the fourth step strategy of continued education?
I think it's great. I think what you said is great. I think people just need to have a plan, you know? If you've liked and subscribed and check out all of our podcasts, you know that pretty much all of them go together, but we've done other episodes on resume writing. We've done interviewing. We've done all of these different things that would help you in pursuing a new career, looking at a new career, whether you're, it really doesn't matter if you're C-level all the way to the janitor. It's, we've got information for all of you and we're wanting to work. So if you take a trip over to our website and schedule some time with Mark and I, or even both of us, we can do one-on-one sessions and kind of go through your unique situation and kind of give you some guidance on how we feel you should proceed. We'd love to help you. But I do think that right now with these current times, the most important thing is making sure you're taken care of as a person and you've got a plan.
Yeah, I love it. So just to recap real quick, Josh, you want to go down the 4 points real quick that we talked to him about? And I would say start with the first one. You said being real with yourself. That's really the first one. But
yeah, first one, being real with yourself and have an understanding, but making sure that resume is good to go. That's first and foremost. Unfortunately, things are still done by a resume. I myself in this industry hate resumes. I don't think it showcases who you are as an individual. However, a lot of companies still operate off of your first resume. So make sure that's up to date. Make sure it looks good. Second of all, I would say making sure you're plugging into your network. That's big. Make sure your network is aware that you're currently looking, softly looking, you know, and that you're looking for the next opportunity, next position, and be very clear on what you're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Third one that we talked about was events, making sure that you're getting out to some of these hiring events. And then fourth on what Mark had talked about is just making sure you're doing what you're supposed to. And I'm going to let Mark finish off on the fourth one.
Yeah, continued education. Yeah, continued education. Yeah, that's
and, important. And I think what he means by that too is just always moving forward, you know, not being stuck in the same position. So for instance, Mark and I have talked before, we're huge into fitness. You know, we're constantly making changes, almost hourly sometimes in the gym or doing what we're doing and coachings and trainings. And, you know, if you as a person are not constantly trying to make yourself better, you become stagnant. And it's the same thing in looking for a job. When you're looking for a new career, new opportunity, new job, it's kind of the same thing. You want to keep advancing. You know, you want to get to that next level or that you may, your current position could be even bigger in the next company, but you need A, B, and C. So keep investing in yourself as a person from all aspects, and I think you'll do fine. Yeah.
So guys, we hope we've shed some light on why we say start looking for a new career while you're on your current job, and do it the right way. All right. There's a right and there's a wrong way to do everything. All right.
Now, if you feel you have a career, hold on to it tight. Do what you need to do to stay there. This is more specific around people who feel they're in a dead end opportunity. If you have a career right now, it's not the time to be moving on. So do what you got to do.
Yeah. And I like that. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Let's real quick. Just let me piggyback on that. You're absolutely correct. If you have a career, the fourth point that I brought up about making sure you continue with your education and continue with your growth is very vital for you when you're in your career, because you are still in a position where, yes, you have a cushy position, if you will, or you're, you know, you see upward mobility. But the only way to really infuse yourself and to allow yourself to achieve that is to continue with your development within your craft. Josh brought the point about us exercising. The reason why we love it so much is because we're constantly in different, ebooks or different books on, the physiology. We're constantly then applying that information to our exercise paradigm or our nutrition paradigm, right? So we're not staying stagnant within the fact that, Josh has a six pack and gun. Right, you guys don't see it right now because he has a collared shirt on, but the only way that he continues to grow on that and develop that is because he's continuing to learn more. So if you are in the career, like Josh said, and I thank you for bringing that distinction up, brother, make sure you are educating yourself and growing yourself in pursuit of more knowledge, whether it's within the niche or whether it's outside the niche. It's still all going to affect that career, maintaining at a high level, sustaining at a high level. So make sure you think about that. Okay, guys. So that's the part for you. That's the game plan for you if you're in your career.
I think you couldn't have said it any better.
All right, guys.
Make sure you like, subscribe, check out the website. We know times are hard. We'd love to work with you. Sign up on our website. And we'll be here next week with another episode.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. Take care.